Manuscript Releases Volume 4, Numbers 210 to 259. MR Number 219, Miscellaneous Items. The humble though ignorant are Christ's most hopeful disciples. The uneducated heathen in all their cruelty are regarded in a more favorable light than are those who have had great light, who have had evidence upon evidence, but who, when the Lord in his mercy reproves them for the sins they are cherishing as virtues, are offended, and, mark the words, like the disciples of Christ's day, go back and walk no more with him. Christ recognizes every act in the savage that reflects his own mercy and compassion. When the Holy Spirit puts Christ's spirit into the savage, and he befriends God's servants, the quickening of the heart's sympathy is contrary to his nature, contrary to his education. Christ implants his grace in the heart of the savage, and he ministers to the necessity of the missionary even before he has heard or comprehended the words of truth and life. Behold that crowd collected about some of God's servants to murder them. But the Lord is working upon the heart and mind of perhaps only one man to plead in behalf of these servants who love and fear God. When the war council has been carried on to determine the destruction of some Christian's life, on several occasions the intercession of one savage has turned the decision, and his life has been spared. Oh, the love that goes forth to the savage for this one act! To such in the judgment, Christ is represented as saying, I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Manuscript 79, 1897, 4, 5. Christ's Second Coming, undated. When you enter a place to present the truth, seek first to become acquainted with the ministers of the various denominations. Do not give the impression that you are like a fox stealing in to get sheep, but lay open before the minister the fact that you want to call his attention to precious truths in the Word of God. Ministers have been treated by some of our laborers very much as though they were heathen, and they feel it. Some of them who have rejected the light may be dishonest, critical, and sharp, and may look upon you as the Jews looked upon the apostles, as disturbers of the churches. But there are others who have lived up to the best light they had upon the Scriptures. If our ministers go into a place and first come to the shepherds of the flock and are friendly and sociable, it may have an excellent effect upon them and leave a favorable impression in regard to the truth upon their minds. At any rate, it is fair and right to give them an opportunity to be favorable and kind if they will. If by earnest, prayerful, Christ-like efforts you can bring one minister into the truth, you, through his influence, may be able to convert a score of souls. We have not one point of truth that we need be ashamed of, and therefore we should be perfectly fair and open in laying these things before those who are intelligent and who are in responsible positions. Treat them as honest men. You can speak with them in regard to matters of general religious interest, perhaps seeking information on some points, without coming directly and pointedly to the subject of the truth itself. Leave that for another interview. To have the wisdom of a serpent and the harmlessness of a dove is a very wonderful acquirement. 14, 1887, 2, 3. The Need of Earnest, Intelligent Workers, March 7, 1887. A great and solemn work is before us, to reach the people where they are. Do not feel it your bounden duty the first thing to tell the people, we are Seventh-day Adventists. We believe the seventh day is the Sabbath. We believe in the non-immortality of the soul, and thus erect most formidable barriers between you and those you wish to reach. But speak to them, as you may have opportunity, upon points of doctrine wherein you can agree, and dwell on practical godliness. Give them evidence that you are a Christian, desiring peace, and that you love their souls. Let them see that you are conscientious. Thus you will gain their confidence, and then there will be time enough for the doctrines. Let the hard iron heart be subdued, the soil prepared, and then lead them along cautiously, presenting in love the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. 12. 1887, page 6. Broader views of the work necessary. Letter to Elder Boyd, June 25, 1887. There have been mistakes made in not seeking to reach the higher classes. There have been mistakes made in not seeking to reach the ministers, opening the truth to them. There is a large work to be done, and how few have any sense of it. We must wake up. We must work from a higher standpoint. 44, 1887, pages 2, 3. To the Board of the Pacific Publishing House, April 19, 1887. Released December 19, 68.